WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something super powerful, cultivating gratitude and appreciation in life. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh, not another, be grateful, pep talk, hear me out. This isn't about forcing a smile when things are tough. It's about rewiring your brain to actually experience more joy and contentment, even amidst the chaos of everyday life. Think of it like this. We're all wired for negativity bias. Our brains naturally focus on what's wrong or missing. But gratitude is like hitting the reset button. It flips that script and helps us see the good stuff, even the little things. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like life is just passing by without you truly experiencing it? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to have it figured out, while you're just over here struggling with laundry and burnt toast? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a simple yet profound way to shift your perspective? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate genuine gratitude and appreciation in your life. 1. Start small. Don't try to become a gratitude guru overnight. Instead, focus on one small thing each day that you're grateful for. Maybe it's the warmth of the sun on your skin, a delicious cup of coffee, or a genuine laugh with a friend. These little moments add up. Think about it like this. You wouldn't wait until your car is completely out of gas to fill it up, right? You top it off regularly to keep things running smoothly. Gratitude works the same way. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. This isn't some cheesy self-help thing. It's a powerful tool. Take 5 minutes each day to write down 3 things you're grateful for. They can be big or small, but make them specific. Instead of writing, "My family," try, "The hilarious inside joke I shared with my sister today." 3. Practice mindful appreciation. Don't just autopilot through your day. Take a moment to truly savor the good stuff. When you enjoy a meal, pay attention to the flavors and textures. When you listen to music, feel the rhythm move through you. When you spend time with loved ones, be present in that moment. 4. Shift your focus. We're constantly bombarded with negativity, news headlines, social media comparisons, even just our own inner critic. Make a conscious effort to shift your focus towards positive things. Look for the good in people and situations. Celebrate your own accomplishments, no matter how small. 5. Express gratitude to others. Saying, "thank you," is more than just polite. It's a powerful way to show appreciation and strengthen relationships. Let people know how much you value them, whether it's a heartfelt note, a simple phone call, or just a genuine smile. Let me tell you about a time when gratitude really made a difference for me. I was going through a rough patch, feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines, struggling to balance my personal life, and generally just stressed out. One day, I decided to try something different. Instead of focusing on all the things that were going wrong, I made a conscious effort to notice and appreciate the little things. The warmth of my morning coffee, the laughter of my dog, even the beautiful sunset outside my window. These seemingly insignificant moments started to add up. I began to feel a shift in my perspective. The stress didn't magically disappear, but I found myself handling it with more grace and resilience. Gratitude became a lifeline, reminding me that there was still beauty and joy to be found, even amidst the chaos. So, what's the takeaway here? Cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about choosing to see the good alongside the bad. It's about training your mind to focus on the positive, to appreciate the present moment, and to find joy in the simple things. And trust me, that shift in perspective can make a world of difference. Ready to put this into practice? Start small today. What's one thing you're grateful for right now? Write it down, say it out loud, or just take a moment to savor it. Remember, gratitude isn't a destination, it's a journey. And the best part is, you get to choose where to focus your attention. So let's cultivate some positivity together. Keep sharing your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, Stay stoic and stay grateful.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.